The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after one shift at his new job, he left and never came back. It wasn't the job, it's that there were just too many ghosts.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, would you please share it with us? Because we would love to hear it and share it with everybody else. You can call in 855-853-4802, that phone line you can call anytime. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you like an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
Question.
Okay, this sounds like a really interesting one.
Yeah, I think I know the answer to this. Have you worked in a haunted workplace? You've had some haunted things happen, like in your current classroom, but I don't feel like that place is haunted.
Yeah, I've had a couple odd things that happened, whether it's haunted.
Was the museum you used to work at a long time ago, was that one haunted?
It was kind of creepy being there alone by myself, but I don't know that I felt like it was haunted, though it should have. We had a lot of old creepy things in there, but I don't recall anything ever making me feel like there was a spirit or something in there.
Because I know that,
you know, have you?
Last radio station I worked at, there were definitely people, all kinds of different people who saw paranormal things or saw people. We would smell cigarette smoke frequently, and you can't smoke in there, obviously. And then the theater that I write for currently, and I bartend at every Saturday night, that is haunted. I've never felt anything there, but whenever I'm there, there's a large crowd of people. Everybody's laughing and happy, and It's very active. I'm never there alone. But a lot of stories
other people
there.
Say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the years ago, I waited tables at a different theater, and that one is haunted. There was some creepy things that happened at that one.
Oh, we'll have to dig into that sometime.
Yeah. So I've worked a couple places that were haunted, but nothing like what this guy worked at.
Okay, because it does seem like a lot of theaters are, don't you think?
You know, and I've said that before. I think that theaters in different workplaces, like radio stations, you know, those are the type of people who their job is everything. Like people who do theater, mm-hmm. they love it. People who are on the radio, it's like, that's their identity. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of makes sense that people want to stick around and be in that environment.
Yeah, and college teachers are like, oh, I can't wait to get out of here at 4:30.
That's what surprises me about schools being haunted. And so this one does have to do with a school. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Hi, my name's just Dave. I've experienced a couple of things, and I've worked in haunted schools, and I've experienced and seen things and felt things. It's just too phenomenal. I mean, I'm walking down the hall one night, and this fellow was showing me what I had to do to clean the building. And as I was walking down the hall with him, I just so happened to turn to my left, and lo and behold, I saw a half a body walk right past me. And then I told the guy, did you see that? He looks at me and he goes, no, see what? I said, a half a body just walked right past me. He laughed and just shrugged his shoulders and continue on. So after he showed me what I had to do, I went into this particular room, 104. It's an art room. That room was very haunted and eerie. Matter of fact, the whole school is haunted. Excuse me. I'm not the only one that's seen these things. And it was walking up the hall, and this door flies open, and this teacher, music teacher, looks at me. He's, oh, did I scare you? And I go, not really. I just thought you. And then she looked, and before I finished, she says, in the corner of your eye. And then she creepily closed the door. And I go, oh, boy. And so I continued on, went into the main office. Lo and behold, I could feel 1,000 eyes just watching me in there. I mean, I felt it. You could sense it, that somebody's there. All kinds of eyes are watching you. I hurried up and got out of there. And then the last straw that broke the camel's back into the art room, I was dust mopping in front of the teacher's desk. And all of a sudden, I felt like hands crawling up the back of my back, up to my neck. The hairs were standing on my neck. I couldn't believe it. And I got out of there, and I prayed too. I got out of there, and I went to the engineer's office and told the coworker that I'm out of here, or find me another room to clean. I says, I'm not going back. The next day, I never came back. That place is, there's more to that. More to this story than it appears. We're talking about the auditorium that makes noises and strange noises when there's no air, there's no heat, there's no air condition, the weather is cool and calm, and all this stuff is starting to happen. But yes, this is what took place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Later on, I'll tell you about the deer hunting ghosts that I see. So have a good night. Thank you for listening to me.
That is creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I wouldn't have gone back to work there. And he's obviously very sensitive to that sort of thing.
Okay. A half a body.
What is that?
I don't know. But he was with somebody else and they didn't see it, or maybe they just didn't look over that way. You know what I mean?
Let's see if I can find that part.
Lo and behold, I saw a half a body walk right past me. And then I told the guy, did you see that? He looks at me and he goes, no, see what? I said, a half a body just walked right past me. He laughed and just shrugged his shoulders and continue on.
I got really lucky. I just happened to hit the exact right spot there.
Good job.
I have no idea.
Well
I did
done.
That.
Thank well
you.
Done.
Thank well, you. I'm feeling okay. proud.
Yeah. Well,
so the other guy's like, like,
it, which makes
like,
me
he's so used
think
to it.
That he didn't see it. Like, he was looking and could have, right? Like, he's looking the right direction, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But he didn't see it. And the other guy sees it. Okay, so that indicates to me one person's sensitive, the other one not.
Yeah, which is why
and
one
so that's
guy could
why
work
he
there.
Can work there.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, you know, hey, I'm with Dave. Like, you see a half a body walking down the hall, I am out of there. I wouldn't even hang around to do the art room. I wouldn't have even found that out.
Well, bless his heart. Like, he was like, I'm going to try this again. You know, I'm not leaving yet. He's freaked out, but he was going to stick with it.
And then he goes to the art room and people are, and there's touching.
I know.
His back.
See, someone like him, he just cannot work in a place like that.
No.
Because that's only going to get worse. That was night one. What does night five look like? And when you're cleaning, you're like, there's only a couple of you in the whole building.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's packed full of people.
Oh my gosh, in a creepy auditorium. We were just talking about theaters and stuff being haunted. So here you've got an auditorium in the mix. You know, when I was in Colby, there was an old hospital that they'd given to the school district. And so the school district had moved their administration into like kind of this first floor bottom area of this old hospital. The rest of the hospital was just crumbly, falling apart, old Catholic hospital. And I was on the school board, so I'd have to go up there. And sometimes these school board meetings would go on late, you know, and we would just be like, okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break, get up, you know, whatever. And I'd go out in the hall and like, the elevator door would just open. Okay, I guess maybe there's a reason that the elevator just opened. But then sometimes like you'd walk around and you'd go into, you'd have that situation where you'd feel that cool, the temperature change just in certain areas. Like you'd walk through and it'd be just, you'd be walking through cool and then back into warm. It'd just be like, that the temperature fluctuations in there, like lots of weird. It,
was
really
creepy.
Hot.
It was like probably built like 1920-ish. Wouldn't you say it was old?
Yeah, or maybe earlier. Yeah. It was super creepy. So well, creepy.
Here, let's listen to another call. You want to?
I do. Yeah, okay,
here
totally.
We go.
My name's Andy. I live in the Detroit area. I just realized today is the 10th anniversary that, I experienced my first ghost encounter. I was living in St. Clair Shores, Michigan at the time. I was renting a home from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and I had a girlfriend that was living in the house prior, and she experienced some paranormal activity. And my buddy that owns the house and his wife are living in the home, and they said they had experienced some weird things. Anyhow, I was living with my girlfriend. Long story short, we split after 6 months living together. And I remained in the house after 2 years, never really experienced anything. Always kind of felt like a presence in the house. But I was always looking over my shoulder. One evening in particular, 2010, was working a lot of overtime at work, and I came home. It was probably about, I want to say maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. Still, it was dark out, and I got home, and I was just really tired, and I just had a cracked a beer, turned on the television, and just kind of flopped on the couch. Well, I barely even drank the beer, just kind of sat there. And I'm kind of half dozing off laying on the couch. The only thing that was lit in the room was the television in the family room. And off to the corner of my eye, by the fireplace, it was on an angle the way this fireplace was positioned in the living room. I noticed something kind of hovering. It's about the size of a football. It was like an opaque or big orb. Anyhow, I'm looking at this and I'm in disbelief. What I'm seeing, I sit straight up on the couch. Mind you, my hair is like like a peacock. It's standing on edge. And I'm like, what the hell am I looking at here? And I stand up, literally. And this orb just kind of goes right to the floor. Moves slowly to the wall. Goes up the wall. Literally goes up the wall straight. Path of travel pipe. Midway, three quarters of the way up the wall. Stops. Reverses in the same track. Down the wall. Goes around. Now it's on the floor. And goes around the TV stand. Bookcase. And goes around the corner. And vanishes into a vapor down my hallway. I couldn't believe what I had seen. Honest to God, it blew me away. I convinced my side. I started yelling, get out of this house. You don't belong here. Please move. And anyhow, I was scared shitless. I jumped back on the couch. I covered myself in the blanket. And anyhow, I think prior to all this, I think I spoke to my girlfriend on the phone and I left my front door open. So she was going to stop by later. And I convinced myself I did not see this. And I fell asleep on my couch with the blanket over my head. She came into my house and she kind of like flops on me and asked me why I'm sleeping with the blanket over my head. And I totally was so freaked out. I forgot I had seen this. So fast forward a few hours later, we finished dinner and cleaning up dinner. And I'm in the kitchen loading or washing plates or something. And anyhow, my girlfriend's standing in the kitchen facing the hallway. She goes, something just went down the hallway really quick. Mind you, I had a cat at that point in time. And I go, well, the cat's on the couch. Just saw her. She goes, no, I think it was something different. And I just like dropped the plate. I'm like, oh my God. Let's sit down, I gotta tell you. And I told her the whole story. She's like, oh my God. She's like, yeah. She believes it was the ghost too. She saw it going down the hallway. It was like coming back. I don't know, trying to make an appearance or something, but it was strange. Ever since then, never experienced anything. My buddy's rented the house out to the same people for the last 8-9 years now. And I've asked him if they've ever experienced anything. And he says, nope, no complaints at all. So anyhow, that's my ghost story. Thanks for the show. I love it. And, keep it up, guys. Bye.
What the hell was that?
Oh my God. That was a good story. He told it really well. That's
got a great
really
voice.
A good oh my gosh. What a story. Wow.
What was it? Well, it's like, was it paranormal or was it alien? You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't
at first
know.
I thought it sounds like alien. I don't know why I would think that. Like, why couldn't a paranormal entity be an orb? Like, we see them in pictures and stuff, but to actually see the orb, have you heard of that?
I have in
that
some
people
other stories.
Actually,
yes.
Seeing it.
Yes.
Not just.
But
like
not
picture.
Very often have we got a story like that. Like, I've only
an
heard one
orb
or two.
Sighting.
But I haven't heard one like that. Like, well, I have heard of people seeing the orbs. They've seen a ball of light or something like that. I've heard of that.
Yeah, okay, that I kind of have. You're right. I've heard of that. But
yeah.
I guess what makes this one so different to me is that it seems intelligent.
Right. That's
and
what
maybe
made
that's
me think
why I'm thinking, alien. You know, alien. Like, it knew what it was wanting to do.
And it seems like it wanted his attention, to get his attention.
Oh, wow. You know? And I wonder how big it was.
I don't know, but it sounds
like 6-inch diameter, 12-inch diameter.
Big enough that he watched it go down the hall and disappear. And
yeah,
then,
like, I wonder if it was, like, glowing from the inside. I'll bet it was.
It must have been because it was pretty dark in the room since only the television was on. But I think I would have done exactly what he did. And that was to tell myself what I saw I didn't see to convince myself I never really saw that there's something wrong with my brain. And that's what I would do because that would be too much. But the fact that his girlfriend comes home and sees it too.
I'm going alien on this one.
Oh, I don't like aliens.
I'm going to go alien on this one because it comes, it investigates, it's interested in you, gets what it needs, and it's gone. Nobody else ever sees it. He never had another problem with it.
Okay, now if that guy hears what you just said, he's never going to sleep again at night. I had an alien taking intelligence from me.
Well, you know, they got to get intel from somewhere, you know, and they thought he was pretty interesting. So that would make you feel better.
I mean, maybe you should feel good about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but it's gone.
But I do think it's weird that they both saw it and then never saw it again. Like they both saw it the same night.
Sounds like an alien. They leave.
Could it be some kind of entity that was like just kind of passing through? Because I've talked to lots of different people and they say ghosts travel.
True.
So maybe it just traveled. It was like, hey, what up? Just looking at your place. I don't know.
Well,
nice place you got here. Let me say hi to your girlfriend.
Well, you could have a visitation by an entity and then it would just happen that one time and they're gone.
Right. That's creepy, though. That is creepy.
I'm still going alien on that one.
Both of those stories were really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave and Andy, good stories today, guys.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's
social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Social Casino.